Random House Audio presents The Dispensable Nation, American Foreign Policy in Retreat, by Vali Nasser. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Introduction. This book tells the story of my 2 years working in the Obama administration on the problems of the greater Middle East. I thought long and hard about writing it. I didn't want it used as a political bludgeon. My goal instead is to shed light on the making of American foreign policy during the Obama years and explain what its consequences will be for the greater Middle East and for us. The book tells three stories simultaneously. The first is the story of an administration that made it extremely difficult for its own foreign policy experts to be heard. This book will describe how both Hillary Clinton and Richard Holbrooke, two incredibly dedicated and talented people, had to fight to have their voices count on major foreign policy initiatives. Holbrooke never succeeded. Hillary Clinton did, but it was often a battle, and usually happened only when it finally became clear to a White House that had jealously guarded all foreign policy making and then relied heavily on the military and intelligence agencies to guide its decisions, that these agencies' solutions were not, and could never be, a substitute for the type of patient, long-range, credible diplomacy.